what we supposed to do. We got to gamble. Job opportunities alone. You know what I'm saying? So hey, we got to roll up. Your turn, brother. You know what I'm saying? Handle your money, you know?
Yeah,
handle your
income. I'm saying. Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. Shake them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Damn. That's the sixth time that happened.
Pay up. All right.
Uh-uh. What is going on here?
Gene, I'm glad you're here. These kids just broke in here.
Hey, Roscoe, what's up with that, dude?
No, they didn't, Roscoe.
All right, well, I was trying to get paid. But don't worry, Gina, you ain't got to get no attitude. I'm going to give you your cut. Hey, you look like you need some new shoes. You want to play?
Boy, give me these
dice.
Look
at my house. Roscoe.
What? These dice are loaded.
No, they're not.
They are,
too. No, they're not.
Gina, look
no,
at
No, they're not, because I don't roll it.
Look,
why you rolling up on me like that, Arthur, man? I said we grew up together, man. You right on my shoulder. I mean, we grew up together. Ask me, is I'm the one?
Are you the one, man?
No, I'm not the one, Arthur, man. You should know that. She the one, man. She the one. That's right, man. All right? She is the head of operations, Arthur, y'all. You know?
If you the head, I want my money back.
Now, check this out, though, man. She get a lot of money for bootlegging and running numbers. Handle your business, Arthur, man.
Handle your business, man.
Chill with us for a minute. Gina!
Hey, you back from taking your mother to the airport already?
Baby, Mama's downstairs in the car. She wanted us to take care of Ruby over the weekend while she's gone, okay?
Her bird, Martin? I don't want to take care of her bird.
Baby, it's just a bird, okay? What's up?
Martin, your mother is always imposing on us and you never say no. She tells you to do something and you jump, honey.
Baby, I do not jump. Look, I got to go,
see,
okay?
See, Martin, see?
Yes, I see. Gina, okay? She's my mother. I respect her. You should too, okay?
Why, Martin? She doesn't respect me. She didn't even come up here to say hello, okay? Your mother's rude.
Gina, don't go there on Moms, okay? Moms is not rude.
Don't be wasting your time with that apple-headed heifer. I'm gonna miss my plane. I got to get me a window seat.
Gina, I got to go, okay, baby?
Martin! To do with her?
Gina, it's a bird. It's a parrot, okay? It talks. You talk to it, it talk back, okay? You always talking blah, blah. Now you got somebody to listen. Baby, I'm sorry. It's the bird. Baby, it's the bird. It's the bird, baby.
Mike. She got her nerve leaving this bird up in here.
You are kind of cute, though. Pretty bird. Nice bird. Not like that old mean Mama Payne, huh?
Oh, heifer. Heifer.
Shut up.
Heifer.
Shut up.
Heifer.
I'm warning you. Shut up. Shut it up.
Heifer, 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 heifer.
That's it. That's it. Hot wings. You are hot wings. Do you hear me? Hot wings. You're going to be delicious too.
Gina.
I'm playing. What?
What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to make some dinner. Do you know how to pluck a pear?
Huh? Babe, look at you, girl, carrying around a skillet like you gonna cook something up. Come on over here, girl, sit down. All right, now calm down, baby. Just tell me what's the matter.
Martin.
Yeah?
The bird has been calling me names all day. It called me a heifer.
Gina, the bird calls everybody heifer. It's the only word the bird knows, babe.
Marshall butt.
The bird, wait, what did you say, Rose?
Martin, that was about me.
Well, baby, you have been hitting the Stairmaster kind of hard lately. I'm sorry, babe, but the cheeks are so tight, look like you could pick up a cherry by the stem, just...
No, don't say nothing baby, to me. See, you're not even baby, understanding no, my plight.
I am understanding your plight, baby.
Don't
come on.
No.
Hey, girl, stop now. You come. What would the bird be calling you names for?
It's your mother's bird, Martin. Think about it.
Here we go with that mother stuff again, Gina, all right? You know what? You're paranoid, okay? Oh, man. Gina, watch out. The bird gotta go. What would the bird have a gun for? And the gun would be heavier than the bird, Gina. Some damn thing don't make no sense.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Is she still talking about that bird? She called me 3 times this morning, half out of her mind.
Yeah. What you two talk about over there?
I was just letting Pam know if she oils her buckshots, it's a little easier on the neck. That's all I want.
And I was letting Martin know I was getting ready to drop kick him.
Oh, okay. That sounds about right.
Baby, I gotta get ready to go now. Hey, love you. All right. Now, look, I'm serious about the buckshots.
And I'm serious about the drop kick.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm saying, you know, there's a couple of horse stables missing their tail.
Bird hates me. It called me Applehead, Muscle Butt, half of everything.
Well, you have been hitting the Stairmaster pretty hard lately.
You know what? Martin's mother trained that bird to say these things to me so that she could drive me crazy, so they could put me away, and then she could have Martin all to herself. It's a conspiracy, fam. It's
Gina,
a conspiracy.
Calm down! Girlfriend, you need to get out. You are stressed.
Do you think?
Hell yeah! Maybe you could take it down to the gym and take it out on the heavy bag.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. I'm gonna do that. Okay, I'm gonna get the rest of my sweats, okay?
All right. Sheesh.
Pretty bird.
Oh, pretty bird.
I thought so.
Did that bird say something nasty to you two
pigs? Demon!
I told you it was Satan.
Devil!
Hey, girl, you ever seen The Evil Things?
Yeah, and I saw the birds, too.
Oh, yeah, that was a good movie.
Applehead, muscle butt, heifer.
Woo! It's freezing in here.
Oh, it is. I'll close the window.
Thank you. Yo, that was a good workout, girl. I needed that. How many sit-ups did you do?
4.
Oh, that makes 10 between us. I think we deserve a little treat.
Come on, bring it on out. Here we go.
Hey, I didn't know that bird had me so stressed out, girl.
It's not the bird. It's Martin's mother that you have a problem with.
She is really horrible to me, Pam. Mm-hmm. But I can't talk to Martin about it. He thinks she's Claire Huxtable. But with a mustache, you know, she had a little goatee on it.
So what's up, baby? My snuggums all right?
I'm okay, Martin. Okay.
No, Gina, you are not okay. Martin, she has a problem with your mother. I suggest that you handle it.
Pam!
Well, no, I got you. Well, Pam, I got a problem with your breath smelling like train smoke.
Yo, you talking about mothers, right, and having problems, maybe I can give you some advice. Okay. Now, check it. Big Shirley and Moms, right, could not stand each other at first until they figured out they had one thing in common. Chicken fingers.
And that worked?
Well, yeah, I mean, until, like, that one time there was one left in the box, you know what I'm saying? All hell broke loose.
I never really had a problem with mothers.
Yeah.
Fathers were always the one that couldn't stand me. They always thought I was trying to do something nasty with their daughters.
Well, Tommy, you were trying to do something nasty with the daughters.
Yeah, but Martin, they had no right to prejudge me.
Pants, look at here. You used to have boyfriends. I know this. Did they get along with your mother?
Well, if you really must know, yes, she loved them, especially the last one. Now he's my stepfather.
All right, that was your mom's. Yo, I seen that on Montel, okay?
Yeah, well, that's all y'all moms, okay? Okay, because my mom's is perfect. Everybody loves my mama except Gina, ain't that right?
Nobody loved me but my mama.
So y'all got a problem with my moms? Okay, Gina, you the one that seem to be leading the lynch mob. Let me know what's up. What's up with moms?
Okay, she calls me Heifer.
Oh, come on, baby. You're being too sensitive, all right? Next time moms calls you Heifer, you need to come back with something real clever, like, Miss Payne, you something else. Are you a drill? Cole, you scratching your head. What's up with my moms, man?
She hits me.
Come on, man. You ain't no punk like that. That's mama playing. That's love taps, man. Love taps. I mean, I don't complain when I'm kickboxing with your moms. We here with our
Gina, baby, I'm sorry, but Martin is never gonna understand where you're coming from. I suggest that you talk to her yourself.
I have tried, Tommy, but I don't know where to begin.
Well, maybe you could talk to her about Ruby.
I hate that bird. What would I say about Ruby?
Well, maybe you could explain to her that Ruby dead.
Why you kill my mama bird, Gina? Why you kill my mama bird?
Martin, baby, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, honey.
Come on, Gina, with the lies. You kill my mama bird, Gina, because you hate my mother. I hate your father, but the damn dog's still alive. Ruff Ruff still running around for a leg to hump.
It was an accident, okay? When Gina left the window open, she didn't know the bird would freeze to death.
Oh, this is terrible tragedy. But, since the bird is dead anyway, anybody got any shake and bake? Woo!
Martin, it was an accident. Wasn't it, Gina?
Yes, Pam, yes. Martin, look, baby, I am so, so sorry, okay? I didn't mean to, okay?
Look, baby, it's my mama bird, okay? Okay, my mama bird, baby. But look, just forget it, okay? The bird is gone, baby. It's dead. She is in a better place, we hope, okay? But what you got to worry about is my mama. You got to worry about my mama, Gina.
She's gonna hate me.
No, Gina, mama already hates you. Now she gonna get the slicing, baby. I know, mama.
Oh, no, what am I gonna do?
Gina, look. Why don't you just tell her the truth, okay?
That's the dumbest excuse I've ever seen in my damn life.
Or, you could lie.
No, I don't lie to my mama now.
Well, I do. Look, this is what we gonna do. We going down to the pet shop, right? And we could go get a bird that looks exactly like Ruby.
You know what, Gina? I'm gonna tell you like this, baby. You better hope that works, Gina. Because if you don't, ask your ass, okay? Cole, give me the bird. Go. Open though. Don't worry about it, okay?
Hi, how can I help you?
Partner, I'm gonna get straight to the point. We wanna buy a parrot.
Ah, did you know what variety you were interested in?
A yellow and green one?
I'm sorry, you need to be a little bit more specific.
Okay, it talks.
I'm sorry, I need a little bit more to go on.
Can you see it now? There you go. Oh my God!
This bird is dead. You killed it.
How come when you see a dead bird, you always got to assume the black man did it? How come the black man always got to kill the bird? How come it can't be the black woman? Huh? The woman.
It was a mistake.
Baby, come on. Don't feel bad. Look, you didn't mean to, all right? Everything's cool, all right? Yeah. Don't feel bad. You didn't mean it. All right, between me and you, she took him out, all right? All right, now, can you hook me up with another one?
All right, follow me.
All right. Cool.
How about this one over here? How's that look?
Martin, come here. This one looks just like Ruby. Come here. Well, we'll take this one, sir. How much is it?
$1,800.
Cool. Well, let me get out my checkbook and I'll handle that.
Wait, honey, do you have that much money?
No, Gina. Okay, but I got the $10 of the cost to put a stop payment on the check.
Baby, look, just stand there and look pretty. I'm trying to help you out, okay?
Martin, this is crazy. No, just forget it. I gotta tell your mother the truth. That's
Gina,
it.
Don't do that, all right? I love you too much to lose you, girl.
Martin, if I want her respect, I have to stand up to her. That's why she walks all over me, because I let her. I gotta do this, baby.
You sure?
Okay,
fine, Gina, all right? Because I'm gonna tell you like this, I guess that's the only way Moms is gonna give you your props. Fine,
fine. Yeah, baby, do you, you think you could be there with me, honey?
Hell no, I didn't kill no bird, all right? That's all on you, let's go. You want to talk to Mama, then you talk. But I'm telling you, baby, I'm saying, this relationship, I don't know. I don't have to ask where Martin is. I'm sure he's out getting up enough feed for his heifer. Now, if you will excuse me, I will just get my ruby and go.
Oh, Mrs. Payne, look, there's something that I have to tell you.
Well, unless you're going to tell me you're moving back to Skeezerville, I ain't trying to hear. Now move, light skin, move.
Okay. Mrs. Payne, look, I know we have had our differences, okay? But the only thing I've ever wanted was for you to like me.
Applehead, cut the bull. All right, now, what is it you want to tell me?
Oh, God, I think you need to sit down.
Hell no, uh-uh. Mama's feet stay planted. Never know when I got to go tooth to the body and bring it to the... What? What you want, Gina?
Mrs. Payne, Ruby is dead.
Dead?
Yes, she is. I put her in the shoebox right here, see?
Just tell Mama what happened.
Okay. It was an accident, right? I left the window open and she froze. That's what happened.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I hated the bird. I probably did it on purpose.
I know you didn't kill him. Martin killed my bird, didn't you?
No, he did not did it. It was me. It was me. I'm trying to tell
because
you.
Because Gina, Lord knows if you had hurt my Ruby.
No.
If you had hurt my bird, Gina, I'd have grabbed your little apple head and got to slicing and dicing and then kicking it, Gina. Gina, I What are you gonna tell Mom?
Well, what can I say? You saw right through me.
Well, hell, that wasn't hard as light as you are, Gina.
Yes, ma'am.
You tell Mom. I will deal with him later on.
Okay, you do that.
Lord. Oh, I wanted some chicken today. Lord.
Yes,
I... Damn. Lying to protect my boy. Girl, if you keep it up, I might learn to respect you in spite of your evil way.
Okay.
Damn! Damn! Damn!
Thank you. Thank you. Good. It's over and nobody got hurt.
Whew. Hey, Mama. Did Gina tell you what happened? No, Mama. Hey, no.
And let us all say,
she looks so peaceful. I'd swear she was sleeping if it weren't for the smell.
Stan, huh? My mother's in the room laying down and she wanted me to thank you for the lovely service you put on for Ruby. You know, Stan, Ruby wasn't just a bird, you know. It was my mama bird. And Ruby was family, Stan. So thank you.
Yeah, well, Martin, I know that this is a difficult time for you and your family, but there are certain expenses associated with the funeral.
Yeah, hey, look, I understand, all right? Business is business. So Mama gave me a check, so there you go, man.
Whoa, Sean, let's go. Let's leave Martin and his family to grieve. Time for us to lay the beloved to her final rest. But you want to say something to the beloved before we go?
I love you, Ruby. Everybody, please say bye to my mama bird.
Bye, mama bird.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? I thought that we. But forever's gone away.
It's so hard to say goodbye since my mama's bird has gone away.